A composer tried to write a single piece that would use just a few instruments to tell the story of everything, going back to the start of the universe. Nogatula Nguyama wrote for two violins, a viola, and a cello. The composition is called Flow, and the Tekash Quartet gave it its world premiere in November. It's now touring the country. NPR's Olivia Hampton met the quartet at a performance in Baltimore.
Nogutula Nguyama's Flow starts with the beginning of everything, that moment when the universe gradually filled with ionized gas. To get that effect, Nguyama had the musicians do something they weren't accustomed to.
I asked the Tekash Quartet to begin on the other side of the bridge, on the short strings between the bridge and the tailpiece. So they're getting kind of overtones of their strings, pushing the instrument to its maximum amplitude in a way that maybe they hadn't done before.
This was the very first time for me I couldn't see what I'm doing on the instrument.
That's Andras Feyer, a founding member of the quartet.
It was a shock, then it was a scare, then I could relax somewhat. Because the violins, they actually had some visual point, but not for me.
Oh, that's so interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way, that you have to look over the bridge down into this abyss.
And then you were asking me for a double stop, which just added to my paralysis.
But it sounds so good.
If that reminds you of a gong, it's no accident. The cello is imitating traditional Balinese gamelan music. Nguyama is unafraid to draw on the entire range of musical forms, and the Tekash Quartet are kind of her ideal collaborators. Founded by a group of students in Budapest nearly 50 years ago, they moved to the U.S. in the early 1980s and became known for their recordings of Beethoven, Schubert, and Bartok. But with this piece, the musicians are pushing their instruments and themselves to the limit. Here's second violinist Harumi Rhodes.
There's nothing more exciting than creating new things together and making sure that that's always a joyful process. Whatever we do to keep that human, joyful, collaborative spirit, I think is something that our quartet really embraces.
How can we give more character to a phrase so that it would be absolutely clear for the audience how they can listen to it? Then they are more open to really enjoy it and act like a sponge for her music.
Here's Rhodes again.
Throughout time, composers are often their most experimental when it comes to writing for string quartets. I mean, there's something about the string quartet that's so flexible and intimate, being a family of four, but also the fact that we can also sound like a symphony. You know, we can also be mighty and strong.
In this case, the composer is a violist herself. Nguyama says these musicians' willingness to push boundaries gave her the freedom to experiment as she collaborated with them on bringing it to life.
It's really a collaboration, something like this, because the piece doesn't live until it's played and performed.
This freedom shines through in the quark scherzo movement. That musical term, scherzo, is Italian for joke. The quark is the smallest unit of matter. Here, Enguenyama explores these subatomic particles. She sends them into a giddy waltz. The piece ends with an image of huge flocks of birds in flight. The two violins chase each other and dovetail, like starlings twisting, turning, and slicing through the air. Before landing. Enguenyama says her composition is all about how we're connected to one another and to nature in irreversible ways. She says particle physics offers us lessons in how to live in harmony.
It's hard not to be influenced by the way people are treating each other in the world. We're building walls between each other instead of celebrating our commonalities and the fact that we are of the same stuff. And we should value and treasure each other.
It's a physical and chemical concept, but it's also a spiritual one. Olivia Hampton, NPR News.